Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Thank God for how great He is. How great Thou art. How great Thou art. How great Thou art. Blessed be Your holy name. Beske brende makaya baskata barababa. Lebrosko brondo mokori abasike brendes. How great Thou art, O God. The greatest love that anyone could ever know, that overcame the cross and grave to find my soul. Until I see You face to face, grace amazing takes me home. I will trust in You. With all I am, I live to see Your kingdom come. And in my heart, I pray You'll let Your will be done. Until I see You face to face, grace amazing takes me home. I will trust in You. I will live to love You. I will live to bring You praise. I will live a child in awe of You. I will live. I will live. We will live to love You, Lord. You'll live to give You praise. To give You praise. I will live a child in awe of You. The greatest love, one more time. The greatest love that anyone could ever know. The greatest of all love. The cross and grave to find my soul. Until I see You face to face, grace amazing takes me home. I will trust in You. With all I am, I pray to see Your kingdom come. And in my heart, I pray You let Your will be done. Until I see You face to face, grace amazing takes me home. I will trust in You. I will live to love You. I will live to bring You praise. I will live a child in awe of You. You alone. And with all I am, my soul will bless Your name. You alone You are Lord. I've got the Lord. I worthy Lord, and with all I am, my soul will bless your name. I will live. Somebody lift up your two hands. Come on, express your love. Express your love. Express your love to God this time. Praise, I will live. A child in awe of you. Yes, I will live. I will live. I will live to love you. I will live to bring you praise. I will live a child in awe of you. Father, thank you so much for the unity we share. Lord, I thank you for your greatness. Lord, I thank you for your majesty. Thank you for International Sunday. Thank you for bringing us together. We don't take it for granted, oh God, all across the world, Lighthouse Chapel International. God, you have been good to us. And today we celebrate the nations that you have encouraged and allowed us to be able to preach your name and the good news too. I want to thank you for Guyana, where we are now. We want to thank you for the work of God in this place. We know the best is yet to come. And I pray to the Lord, you will speak to us even as we celebrate the nations of the world. Speak to us. Don't allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, for a powerful time here in your presence. I know lives will never be the same again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Oh, you may be seated. I want to preach a short message. Are you glad to be in church? Mark chapter 16. It's International Sunday. And you're welcome to the Lighthouse Chapel International. The church where Jesus is part of. It's one of the best churches in the whole of the country. International Sunday, for those of us who may not know, International Sunday is a day we've set aside. The first Sunday in September, as a church, we've set today aside to celebrate the goodness of God. Because we, as a church, you have to know what Lighthouse Chapel is to be able to appreciate what we're doing. Isn't it? Our church started about 20 something years ago in a classroom in Ghana, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. The church was started by the founder of our church, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. And for over 20 something years now, we have over 2,000 churches in about 70 countries. A church that started from a classroom. If it's not God, I don't know what else. You know, so we are so grateful that God has been able to allow us to be stationed in different countries and to be preaching. I'm here in Guyana. There are so many of my brothers and my sisters, my colleagues, who are in all parts of the world. For example, during the week, I traveled with Bishop Richard from England. We were in Trinidad. We went to Dominica. Because we have a church in Dominica. If you have relatives in Dominica, please let us know about it. And then from there, we went to Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo also, because we also have a church there. Now, it's a blessing that God has blessed us. We have churches in Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada. We are in where? Bahamas. We are in Antigua. We are in Trinidad and Tobago. We are almost all over the place. We want every island to see and to know about the Jesus that we love so dearly. Hallelujah. So we celebrate this first Sunday in September as International Sunday, and we dress like people from all across the globe. We're in Nigeria. If you go to Africa, you'll be fed up with us. We are all over the place. You see yellow and black signboards, lighters. You, some people are jealous. Everywhere you pass, you see this yellow and black signboard. In fact, Bishop Dag, he was Mills, the founder of our church, was invited one day to preach in, I think it was in Ethiopia or Rwanda, one of those African countries. It was Rwanda. He went there, and the conference had only three main speakers. One of them, if I remember well, was the head or the CEO of Mercedes-Benz. CEO of Mercedes-Benz. You know, the German company that produces that fancy vehicle. The CEO of that company. He was one of the main speakers. And the other one, I think, was either Tata or some other vehicle or Shell. It was Shell. Shell, the CEO of Shell, was also the main speaker. And the only other person was Bishop Dagwood Bills. Yeah. Now, wait. When the organizers of the program, when they were introducing Bishop, this is what he said. They said that they invited him because they have discovered that this lighthouse thing is a worldwide brand. Yeah. It's a worldwide brand. So they invite the CEO of Mercedes-Benz, and then next to me is Bishop Dag, because as a CEO of the brand Lighthouse Chapel International, isn't it fantastic? Yeah. And we are talking about Bishop started a church in when he was in medical school in a classroom. Who ever thought the Lighthouse would be in 70 countries? There are many countries that don't have embassies in 70 countries, including the country that I was born in, Ghana. Over here in South America, we only have one embassy, is in Brasilia. The only embassy in South America. But we are here in Guyana, we are in Suriname, we are in Brazil. And more to come. So even as a church, we have representatives in countries that many countries don't have. And when I'm talking about countries, I'm talking about countries with gold, diamond, timber, rice, and sugar. They cannot have stations in 70 countries. Then a young man who starts a church in school, now a little over 50, has representatives in 70 countries. I don't know if you can understand what I'm trying to talk about. So as we are here in Guyana, we are not just like any other church around. The Lighthouse Chapel, the international, is a real international. It's not a choice. It's not a name that, you know, we were looking for something and then we just, no. International is international. It means that we are in so many different countries. You think about a country. Well, a country that we are not there, we will go there. You see, we transited on our way from Trinidad to Dominica. We transited in St. Martin. Then we entered it. Then Bishop said, this is a very good place, a major place. Do we have church here? We said, no, so we must be here. We are going to be everywhere in the Caribbean. Are you excited about that? In our church, we don't do anniversaries. We are a church that doesn't celebrate anniversaries because we don't know what we are celebrating. Because anniversaries are very, very dangerous. If you celebrate an anniversary, you don't know what you have done. Is Jesus happy with you? You know, you better find out what Jesus is happy about before you celebrate. So we don't do anniversaries, but these are things that we do celebrate. The first Sunday in October also is what we call Galatians 6 Sunday. It's a day we've set aside to honor the same founder of our church. Akim, it's good to see you. The same founder of our church. It's a day. Oh, you're not clapping. If it wasn't him, I won't be here. If it wasn't Bishop, I would not be here. He's the one who said, go to Guyana. And without thinking, believing him, trusting him, I came. Look at us here today, wearing all kinds of dresses, singing all kinds of songs. You in the church, wearing things that are falling on the stage. If it wasn't Bishop, I won't be here. So we honor him every first Sunday in October. Once a year, we honor him. You get it? And we honor him with gifts. Gift is the best gift is money. You know, so make sure you prepare some nice money for next first Sunday in October. Then we put it together and then we send it to him. All these years, he's never asked us to give him anything. He bought this building for us, almost $100,000. Yeah, he bought this building for us without Guyanese money. We got this building. We came here in 2007, this building. And in 2009, He sent us money to pay for the building. It was $85,000 then. Now it's worth over $100,000. It has appreciated because we are here. It's a double lot. You look at a double lot in Guyana with a building like this on it. It's a lot of money. You get it? We bought a building in Pearl on the East Bank. We have a building in Pearl, East Bank. We are going to the airport to see Lighthouse Chapel there. We have 5 acres over the river. We are going to build a cathedral very soon, a big cathedral over the river very soon. It's coming. Lighthouse Chapel International. And then we have a building in New Amsterdam. We also bought a building in Babies, New Amsterdam Babies. We are going to open it up in the next couple of weeks, right in New Amsterdam Babies. I don't want to say all kinds of things we have because of security reasons. I don't know who is here this morning. But it's a blessing to be part of this great church. And why are we doing this? Some people sometimes will ask, why did you come to Guyana? And the only selfish reason that sometimes people will give is that Guyana nice. If Guyana was nice, the number of Guyanese living outside will not be equal to the number of Guyanese living inside. Yeah, the Guyanese that live abroad, they can equally. Prince, can I say that? It's purpose. I mean, it's a probability. That's why the census is stagnant. We never go to 1 million. Yeah. Is that Narayan? Okay. Yeah, we never go anywhere. 740, 750. Now it's 747. It's decreasing because people running away all the time. Manasseh. So it's not just Guyana nice. No, we came to Guyana because of the love of Jesus Christ. We came because of the love of Jesus Christ. We love Jesus. You see, what the church lacks, what Christians lack these days, is a love for Jesus. People don't love Jesus. You see, the love of Jesus makes you do things. Just as the love for a boy or a girl makes you do things. Me, I have done things before. For the love for people, girls, the things we have done for girls because we love them, and the things that we know people have done for people. Even you sitting down, that you have done things for somebody because of the love. Don't look at my face like I'm speaking gibberish or something. Some of you, a boy has beaten you several times. You are still with him because of love. Yeah. When you go outside, they ask you what happened to your face. You say, oh, you hit your head against the wall. Yeah. You can't say that you were cuffed. People do things for love. So we are also doing what we are doing because of the love for Jesus Christ. And this morning, just very briefly, my message is entitled, Preach Your World. Preach Your World. Preach Your World. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 9, the Bible says, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, we are going to continue the dances and things after my preaching. I realize that if I have to wait till the end, you'll be tired. So let me preach. We eat and drink, and then we'll continue the celebration, and then we'll continue outside also. What do you think? It's our church. Nobody's coming to drive us away, so we have time. Today is International Sunday. It's not an ordinary Sunday. So those that are visiting with us, we warmly welcome you. This is one of the best churches. Don't. You must come back. Turn to your neighbor and tell them you must come back. You must stay in the church. We'll love to be with you here in the church. We love people like you. Amen. Verse 9 of Mark chapter 16. Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week. The first day of the week. Jesus rose up from the dead on the first day of the week. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene. The first day of the week is Sunday, and that's why Christianity is more celebrated, or we gather on Sunday. That was the beginning of the New Testament. Even though in the Old Testament, it was the Sabbath day, Jesus rose from the dead on a Sunday. And it's a very important day. We have wedding anniversaries. We have birthdays. We have all sorts of things. Jesus rose from the dead on a Sunday. Yeah. So why should I not go into the house of the Lord on a Sunday also? Why Saturday? Why the Sabbath? The Bible says that the Old Testament was a shadow of things to come. You see, I realize that there's a group of people that have corrupt people's minds when it comes to the Bible and the scriptures. They tell people, don't get baptized if you are not ready. Meanwhile, it is not baptism. It is born again. It is born again, not baptism. But there's a certain spirit that moves on in our country that says that don't get baptized. We baptized some people lately, and those who are younger, the teenagers, instead of the parents and the mothers being happy and rejoicing with them, they're actually keeping them away from church. They say, how did you allow yourself to be baptized? Because the idea about baptism is even more stronger than giving your heart to Jesus Christ. But it's not the baptism, because what water can wash? What is the water going to do for you? It's the blood that washes. It is the blood that washes. I say it is the blood of Jesus that washes your sins away, not water. In a similar way, there's a group of people that propagate Saturday worship. You want to serve God on a Saturday? Fine. But don't criticize me when I serve God on a Sunday. I want to serve God on Sunday because Jesus rose up from the dead on the first day of the week. And that is why, even up to now, nobody is able to change it. It's the white people now who are trying to change because Sundays people work. But really, Sundays many years ago was a very holy day. Very sanctuary, I mean, the very divine, sacred, pious day. I mean, Sunday people don't do much. They go to church and they relax in respect and in honor of Christ Jesus as he rose from the dead. So the Bible says he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. You see, when your pastor does something for you, you must stay with him. You see, there are people who are not grateful. After a while, they'll be in a church. Your pastor does things for you. He prays for you. I mean, once you stay in a church, you get something from your pastor. Your pastor will do something, will visit you, will pray with you, something. When you receive something from the church, you shouldn't leave the church. The Bible says Jesus cast out devils from Mary Magdalene. And then Mary Magdalene was the same woman who that he appeared to. She decided to stay with Jesus. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, the devils would have still been in her life. He cast out seven devils. There were seven of them. I remember casting out seven devils from a young girl in the church also. We go to verse 10. The Bible says that, and she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. He goes on to say, and they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them also. Because it was very foreign that somebody should die and rise from the dead. I mean, up to today, nobody has done that. You die and you rise and you are still around. No. Nobody, there's no, you can't think of anybody else. Right down from the founders of our country to those who are going to come in the next couple of years. There's nobody who died and rose up from the dead. Even Prince, no, you can't die and rise again. Neither believe they them. Verse 40 says, afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. They were eating and Jesus appeared unto them and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. He goes on to say, verse 50, and he said unto them, go ye into the world. Go ye into the world. Let's say it together. Go ye into the world. Go ye into the world. Go ye into the world. And preach the gospel to every creature. Preach your world. You see, when you look into the word, the meaning of the word world, it's not just the world. When Jesus rose up from the dead, he gave us a commandment. That's why I am here, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why myself and my family, we are here in Guyana, is because of go ye into the world and preach the gospel. What are you going to do? You are going to preach.
Now, Jesus, on a day like this, that we are celebrating International Sunday, it is a sign of what we have been able to do where Jesus' commandment is concerned. We have to continue. Tell somebody, we have to continue. We have to continue preaching. Miss Norville, we have to continue preaching. You must give your life to preaching. I see you becoming a preacher. No, you must give your life to preaching. He said, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. Now, one of the things that you can really admire about Jesus is that he did what he spoke about, and he spoke about what he did. There are some people, they don't tell you what they do. There's some that they tell what they do, they don't tell you. And then sometimes when they say something, they don't do it. But Jesus himself was a preacher. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. Jesus is one of the most traveled preachers ever. Jesus preached in Jerusalem. He went into Jerusalem. He preached in Jerusalem. Jesus preached in Galilee. He preached in Galilee. Jesus went to where? Capernaum. He preached in Capernaum. Jesus traveled, and in his time and in his day, he preached his world. You cannot say that when Jesus was around, people didn't know about him. And if you understand what I'm trying to say, it cannot be said. That is why when the two disciples were on their way to Emmaus after the resurrection, and then Jesus appeared with them to walk with them in a different form, then they were talking. Jesus asked them, what are you guys talking about? And then they said, oh, are you the only Jew in Israel who doesn't know what is going on? Because they were trying to say, you know what, this Jesus, arrested, crucified, and he died and he rose again. It is the talk of town. How come you don't know about it? Because the Bible describes that Jesus' fame spread abroad. So Jesus in his time, in his life, he preached the world. He preached his world. He was born in Israel. He was born in Jerusalem. But before he died, everybody in Jerusalem knew about him. The question is that you and I, in our world, do we preach Christ? Do we preach Christ? Is it possible that where you work, people know that you are a Christian and that you are a preacher? In fact, they have to avoid you because the moment they catch up with you, you are going to talk about Jesus. Are we known for that? Are we preaching our world? This is our time. This is our season. This is our moment. He says, go ye into the world and preach your world. We have our worlds. You see, you cannot come into my world. My world is a different world. My world is a different world. Your world is a different world. But we have been called to preach in our world. Preach your word. Tell somebody, preach your world. You see, we when we were in Trinidad, Bishop Richard, for all the programs we had, and the time came for us to leave. And we said bye-bye to all the pastors. They came to the airport to say bye-bye to us. So they were outside. We said bye-bye. And then we entered passport control. And then we crossed. If you've been to Trinidad before, then when they check your passport, you enter. You can still see the people outside. So as we're going, Reverend David from Jamaica and myself and the Bishop Richard, as we're going, then I said, Bishop, do you know something? He said, what is that? I said, do you know how jealous and envious I have been all these years to be on the outside when the senior pastors are going with people on the inside? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. No. You see, a senior pastor comes around and then you can relate with him to a point. But there are some people who relate further. And we were always jealous about those people. Even from Europe. Even in Amsterdam, when Bishop, the founder of our church, will come around, he will come around. Sometimes if he's with somebody, you see that I'll say bye-bye to them, and he and the somebody will enter. So it's like your time, your privileges or your opportunity has ended here. But somebody else, his opportunities and his privileges are continuing. I used to be very jealous. So extended, renewed. Contract has been renewed. When some people's contract has been expired. So as we entered, myself, Reverend David and him, as we entered and we were going, then I said, Bishop, I have been those people outside before. Oh yeah. It's something else though. You never know it's true until it happens to you. Even the vehicles that we will sit inside and go to the program. Pastor Ralph was there. He can tell you. I sit in the same vehicle as him. When he sits inside, I sit in the same car. Everybody else is outside. And then we wait. He waves at them, and I also wave at them too. So we are gone. And then when we go and stay, when we get to the entrance, you can come as far as to the door of the room. But that's where your privileges end. So he's in this room. I'm also in this room, Reverend David. Everybody else goes to their house to sleep. We sleep there. It's fantastic. So my world is a different world. You can't enter into my world and come and preach in my world. But you have a world. You have a world. Jesus said, go ye into. That's why the word is there. All the world. All the world. It means that there are a lot of worlds. Are you following me?
Yeah.
There are a lot of worlds. And we are advised and we are commanded to go into all the world. Preach your world. Let me tell, ladies and gentlemen, you must become somebody who is known in your circle as a preacher. You don't understand what I'm saying. If I was to say, receive $10 million, you see how people will shout. I see somebody. There's a check from Scotia Bank tomorrow morning. Who is that? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Somebody owes somebody $100,000. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me that by tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, the person will knock on your door. He's bringing back your $100,000. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You see, because you don't want to shout because you know what I'm talking about. We like those things. But ladies and gentlemen, there are things that are far precious. You see, where who was introducing me? Somewhere. Where was that? Somewhere. Well, I think it was, yesterday, there's a group in our church that had an outreach program at Pegasus. So they invited me to preach. So I went there to preach. And when the young lady was introducing me, she said that I left my fancy life in Europe to come here. But then I realized that my fancy life in Europe, I'm actually also living a fancy life here. It's true. When I was coming back from Dominican Republic, I transited in Miami International Airport. I even didn't realize I was in America. It's nothing to me. What is America? I passed Miami International Airport just like that, in and out. That's how my world has become. Meanwhile, I left something. The people who are where I left, they can't travel like I'm traveling now. Maybe when I have to travel now, I even find it a little difficult to travel. It's just that I have to. It's part of my job. Otherwise, I'll say, is it possible that, you know, I because I like to be here and preach, and I'm happy here. So, if you listen to the founder of our church, if you really listen to him, he says it, and it's true, that it is the doing of the work of the ministry that brings prosperity. Anybody who is prosperous as a pastor is not necessarily somebody who's stealing church money or anything, but because of a certain sacrifice, God blesses the people. And I'm blessed because somehow I've come into my world. By the time I lie down, whether La Repente or wherever it is, you see that I came to Guyana. I promise you with all my heart, we are going to work Guyana. We are going to plant churches. We are going to train people. We are going to evangelize Guyana. Guyana will know about Lighthouse Chapel International and the God we serve and the God we love. We will preach our well. That is our well. God has given us. So on International Sunday, that's the only message I can preach to you. That your circle, let people know that you are a preacher.
It's when you travel and they give you London forms and you fill it. It's an occupation. I say, I'm a preacher. Sometimes when you get to the customs and you look at occupation, when they see preacher, they look at you and say, carry on. So of course I have to carry on.
Preachers are so blessed and so honored. And you don't need to be a full-time pastor to enjoy these blessings I'm talking about, you know. You just have to be an obedient child. Jesus said, go ye into all the world. And that's why in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, when the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples, the Bible says that Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be preachers in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. The thing about you and I is that we must become preachers. We are preachers. We must become preachers. And we should preach the gospel in our world. And if you decide to preach the gospel in your world, ladies and gentlemen, there's a certain level of prosperity that will come upon you. Yeah. I can't tell you a lot of things about myself. If I say it, some of you will be jealous. Some of you will bring some people into my house. So, for security reasons, I cannot divulge in a lot of things. But I can tell you honestly that I'm blessed. I am totally blessed. Not because I'm a businessman. Not because I live in Guyana where there's gold. Not because it's rice. I have some shares in Pretty Paul Singh Investment. And I help ship some shrimps or some lobsters and fish abroad. No. I am who I am because I am a preacher. Ladies and gentlemen, you must begin to value the grace of a preacher. Jesus became who he was because he was a preacher. And he's telling us the same thing, that we must go into our world and preach about him. And the disciples did that. One best example is Philip. Philip, the Bible says he preached. Philip was a preacher. He preached in Samaria. Philip was the one who was caught up by the Spirit, and he was sent to be with this Ethiopian eunuch who was on his way back to Ethiopia. He was a preacher. It is the preaching that will cause us to be represented in all parts of the world. Even as I'm preaching here, there are at least about 7 other preachers who are preaching in other places where Lighthouse Chapel is meeting right now, that as I'm preaching, at least 7 people. Gathered people, dressed like this, having a good time in the house of the Lord. You must want to be a preacher. And I mean, you see, whether you like it or not, it is a command. And remember, we have this is Sujaman here. Sujaman, when they issue a command in the army and you don't do it, what happens?
You'll be punished.
You'll be punished?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Why? I don't want to do it.
Because there are rules to follow.
Yeah, there are rules to follow.
That's right. If you don't follow, they'll punish you.
Give me Matthew chapter the same verse, Mark 16:15. Give it to me again. The soldier man is saying that in the army, if you are given a command, you must obey. If you don't obey, you'll be punished. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Jesus said, go. What is that? Excuse me, please, what is that? Delicia, what is that? It's a command. He said, go. Go. When somebody says, go, it's not like, oh, why should I go? No, I said, go. You must go. It's a must. You must go. So just as in the army, it's a command that if you don't obey, you'll be punished. One day, Jesus will ask you. He'll ask you, did you go? When I said go, did you go? Oh, Lord, I couldn't go because... No. In the army, there's nothing like I couldn't because. Can you give a reason and then they can let you go? They can just not punish you?
Well, No reason.
Oh, then it's not nice to be in the army.
It's nice, but once the rule is there and you go against the rule, that's it.
Christians don't remember that the Bible is not just full of promises, but also with commands also. And the commandments, there is a day that God has set aside that he's going to take you and I through the things he commanded us to do. But it all boils down to the love of God, you know. In John chapter 14 and verse 14, he said something. I'm finishing. Verse 12, 14, 15, 15, 14, somewhere there. Yeah. Very simple scripture. You will only obey the commandments of God, Charmaine, if you love the Lord. Have you not realized that when you love somebody and the person said, bend down. Don't you bend down? Bend down boutique. Yeah. When he says, lift your leg. I don't want to disturb you. You lift your leg. Clarissa, you don't lift your leg when Mike tells you lift your leg. Chia, what kind of love is that? She's lying in the church. We've seen the child that you have. What did you do? You did that for the child to come. Your face. Yeah. No, when you love people, whatever they tell you, you do it. Sometimes you see it in newspapers. Some young couple, even the seawall, some young couple died on the seawall. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I pray and hope they are not in hell. I'm sure they planned. I'm sure they agreed. Because of what? Because of love. How can somebody die with somebody because of love? When you don't even own your own life. It is the lack of love. It is the lack of love. You see us. You see us in church. If I raise a song right now, you see those who really love God and those who don't love God. But if we were to go into another environment that we love, when the music goes on, nobody will tell you to come and dance. True or false? If you go, it's true. We say we love the Lord, we are Christians, but the love, I don't think far. It is the love is the main thing. If you love, you will obey the commandment. And the commandment is to go. For God so loved the world, and he gave. The giving is a sign of his love. Just as the obeying of the commandment is a sign to the love.
Yeah.
You see, anybody who wants to argue with me about love, they should see what I've done. Yeah. Brian, you think you love God more than me? No. We can argue, and I'll say, bring what you did for love, and let me also bring what I also did for love. What you did for love is to marry this young lady here. But me, even though I also married one, I have done something extra. I left where I used to live, and I've come and I'm living among people that I never knew. With all the things that go on, and the accusations and the insults and all kinds of, and I still live here. That is a sign of my love for my Jesus. You can't tell me you love God more than me.
What's the man talking about? What are you talking? What are you preaching? Me like the man. He's an African man. He preaching. You shut your mouth. Do you love God more than me?
What is your proof? What is your proof? And that is why people who are good followers of us, we lead them on a certain path. We'll lead them to go to Bible school. When they come back, we'll lead them to go somewhere else. Because as we love the Lord and you follow us, we'll also teach you how to also love the Lord. That's the thing. Hallelujah. Let us preach our world, ladies and gentlemen. Let us preach our world. May there not be an area, a place where you find yourself that you don't preach at. I see the grace of preaching coming upon you strongly. I see the power of preaching coming upon you. The Bible says, by the power of preaching, people are saved. May the grace and the power and the presence of God that comes upon chosen vessels to preach, let that grace come upon you now. Let that grace descend upon you now. May you not be able to keep your mouth shut wherever you find yourself. In your schools, in your workplaces, in your neighborhoods. May you become a strong and a powerful preacher. In the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord. Ah. Preach your world. Preach your world.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord,
from the bottom of your heart.
I will trust you and obey.
When your spirit
speaks to me,
with my whole heart,
I'll agree, and my answer will be yes.
I'll say yes,
I'll say yes,
Lord, yes,
to your will and to your way. I'll say yes,
Lord, I will trust you.
When your spirit speaks to me,
every eye closed, every head bowed. You are here this morning. You don't know Jesus. You are not saved. You are not born again. If you were to die right now, you are not sure whether you will go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please, pray with me. I want to be born again. You see, there's heaven and there's hell. Jesus wants us to go to heaven. God wants us to come to heaven. You have to decide to deny and avoid hell. You are here this morning. Pastor, I am not sure if I die right now whether I will go to heaven or hell. I want to be sure before I leave the service today. I want to be sure that, Pastor, when I'm dying, that I'm sure I know heaven is going to be my destination. If you are here like that, you want Jesus to come into your heart. You want to begin a new and a better relationship with God. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, while every eye is closed, you want to lift up your right hand so I can see. I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to go to heaven when I die. If you're here like that, just your right hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Lift up your right hand. Wherever you are, Pastor, please pray with me. God bless you all over across the hall. God bless you. God bless you. I see those hands. If you lifted up your hand and you are very serious, I want to ask you to come to me. Come. Come. I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, come. Come. Come to the cross. Come to Jesus. Come. Come for them as they come. Come for them. Come for them as they come. And so read me. Come for them as they come. Come for them. Oh, come for them. Oh, congregation, come for them. God bless you. So many people giving their hands to Christ today. God bless you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He wants to come into your heart. Come to Jesus. Oh, come on.
Bring me to my knee. Lord, I lay me down and rid me of myself. I belong to you.
Wow. You see, I am not talking about baptism. I am talking about the power that is in the blood that Jesus shed on the cross to wash your sins away. When that happens today, baptism is a formality. And I want you all to be baptized. I want to personally baptize all of you in a few weeks' time. This is the most important decision of your life. And like I say in our church, it is going to the altar with a girl or with a boy. That's the most important decision. It's not the sex. Sex is one of the cheapest decisions you can ever make. Even animals, you can have sex with them if you like. But the decision to pay for a suit and buy a white dress for the girl and buy rings and bring her to church and say, "Pastor, please pray for us. I want to marry she." That is the most important decision. And once you come to the altar and you do that, you have to speak. After you speak, we pray for you, you sign and you go. Sex is just a bonus. In fact, it becomes wrong if she refuses to sleep with you. Why? Because the most important thing has been done before God. This is what I'm talking about. Salvation, being born again, Jesus coming into your heart is the most important thing in your life. And that is all you have taken the step to come and do today in the presence of all these witnesses. It's a very important step. Your seriousness starts now. Not after you are baptized. Your seriousness starts now. And I believe that God has a plan for each and every one of you. You look very, very special this morning. I know God knew you were coming to church today. And God knew you were going to come forward. He has a plan for you. And I want you to follow the plan after this prayer. Close your eyes with me, church. Close your eyes as well and pray this prayer after me. It takes a simple prayer and your life is never the same again. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe he rose again from the dead. I open my heart right now. And I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to live in my heart, to take control over my life, to be my master and my Lord. I believe that by this prayer, I am born again. My name is written in the book of life. I believe I am now a child of God. And I believe heaven has a place for me. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. I thank you for this new life. And I'll preach. I will preach my word in obedience to your commandments. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, why don't you put your hands together for them? Wow.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.